This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by Viriyam Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthikeyan, High Commissioner of India to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi on the 6th and 7th of August. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of Fiji, William Katonivere, and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. She will also visit the Gandhi Memorial College in Suva and Sri Siva Subramania Swami Temple in Nadi. The visit aims to bolster India's historic ties with the island nation. The central government has announced that it will release a set of commemorative postage stamps to celebrate the Paris 2024 Olympics. In a social media post, the Department of Posts stated that the stamps will be released today. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia and Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, will attend the event. The Ministry of Communication said the release of the stamps will symbolize India's enthusiasm and support for the Olympics and its athletes. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan is chairing an apex-level tri-service financial conference in New Delhi. The conference is aimed at enhancing cooperation and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces. During the conference, discussions are scheduled on aspects of understanding the perspectives of various stakeholders in defence, finance, and finding solutions to challenges faced in defence procurements. In Maharashtra, seven more patients have been reported positive for Zika virus in Pune city. These seven new patients include five pregnant women, an 18-year-old youth and a 40-year-old man from Katraj and Kondhwa areas of the city. The district health department has reported that so far 72 persons have been affected by Zika virus in the entire Pune district. In Jammu and Kashmir, the authorities today suspended the Amarnath Yatra for a day over security concerns, as today is the fifth anniversary of the abrogation of Article 370. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Yatra remained suspended from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in view of intelligence inputs. Security has been heightened in Akhnoor and other bordering areas of Jammu. Meanwhile, the BJP is scheduled to organise a massive rally in Arispura to celebrate the day in which party leader and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy will be the chief guest. Amid rising tension in West Asia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly issued a stark warning to G7 foreign ministers about possible retaliatory actions by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel. The warning comes in the wake of recent assassinations of key figures in Hamas and Hezbollah, according to sources familiar with a phone call between Blinken and G7 ministers. The U.S. believes that both Iran and Hezbollah may launch attacks on Israel as early as Monday. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. India will start their day with Maheshwari Chauhan and Anandjit Singh Naruka competing in the skeet mixed team event at 12:30 p.m. IST. The Indian women's table tennis team, featuring Srija Akula, Manika Batra and Archana Kamat, will face Romania in the round of 16, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals at 1:30 p.m. IST. In athletics, India will be represented by two athletes, Kiran Pahal, who will compete in the women's 400-meter round one, and Asian Games gold medalist Avina Sable, who will strive to qualify for the 3,000-meter steeplechase final later in the day. In wrestling, Nisha Dahiya will kick off India's campaign in the women's 68-kilogram freestyle pre-quarters. In sailing, Vishnu Saravanan and Netra Kumanan will continue their campaigns in the men's and women's dinghy events, respectively. And with that, we end this news bulletin.